Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Melcher, and this is the perfect edition of Office Hours with my perfect crew, Amy Furman, TJ Calazi, and Rick Jordan. Thank you all for joining us. There's another idol of perfection here. LeSean Merritt is here. He has more medals than I have degrees, that's for sure. He has 4 Olympic medals, 3 golds, and so many world championship medals that he lost count. So wow. we'll just say 17 or so. But he is the world's best. Anyone that's the world's best at anything, we're blessed to have so many of the world's best on this show. It's hard when you're the world's best, LeSean, at one thing, and then you start to do another, because it takes a radical humility to go from being the world's best at one thing, and then it's nearly impossible to move to the other and be the world's best and know what it takes to be the world's best. LeSean Merritt, first of all, welcome to Office Hours.
So David, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here in Vegas once again with you.
I appreciate you being here, sir. What I love about you is you came and asked for help. You came to me and others that I know and said, hey, can you guys help me be one of the world's best speakers? I have a story to tell and lessons to teach from my journey. And it's a unique story and it's extraordinary lessons. And you have the ability to tell it. But like every other speaker, no matter how great your story is or how great of a storyteller you are, you're not getting a gold medal your first race.
Right.
I really want to explore what that feels like to go from winning a gold medal, knowing and proving that you are the best at what you do, the 400 meters, right, to all of a sudden standing on another stage and knowing you are not the best at what you're doing, but you want to be.
Absolutely. That's a great question. For me, I'm lucky that I was a guy who was able to fall in love with the process. You know, I was more high performer than high achiever, I felt. So for me, it wasn't all about winning medals or being an Olympic champion. It was just bringing my best self. So for me, it was in the preparation. And I'm taking the same approach to this. I was blessed with the DNA, yes, to become Olympic champion, but it was a formula I had to put together. It was a course of actions and choices I had to choose to put myself in the best position. So I'm trying to do the same thing here. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I study people, and just try to find my own way into this. And if I'm not the best right now, I didn't start the best in track and field, but I was able to fall in love with the process, have fun with it, and bring myself to the lane. And this is just a different lane. So I know results take time.
I love that. Just a different lane. Yeah. Amy, you also are one of the world's best at what you do. And yes, it's a different lane.
It is a different lane. And I'm trying really hard not to read you right now. Like, there's something happening in my brain, so I can't try. Like, there's a thing going on. I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you proud of yourself?
I am. I am very proud of myself. I'm proud. My mom is proud. All my life, my mom has always told me to just go and have fun with whatever I did. She wasn't an athlete. My dad wasn't an athlete either. He always told me that I was meant for something great. Not necessarily track and field, to the point where even when I won gold, he told me, boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I am proud of myself. I'm proud of the way I approached the sport. I noticed it early that I had a gift, and it was up to me to make the right choices. And I made some great choices throughout my journey. I have a long runway ahead of me in life. I spent a lot of time in that sport. It was 17 years of a lot of sacrifice and discipline. I was a guy who was more disciplined than the external motivating factors. You know, so that's why I was able to fall in love with that day-to-day process, which was stress adaptation. The whole point of track and field is to stress your mind and stress your body so that you can get into a space of stress management when it's time to compete. Now, and I'm glad I was able to silence the noise, have peace throughout my years, and enjoy what I did.
Real quick, because I got to interrupt just because you're one of the world's best medium. I don't have time to go into it, but if you would read real quick, what relative is there?
I don't know. There's just a very loving, healing energy that's around him.
Sounds like a compliment to me.
It's very good. I would have to say it goes two levels up, so it doesn't go into like father would go like right before father, and it almost feels incestuous. So I don't think necessarily they were around you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
A quick story on that. Yeah. My older brother, who was 5 years older than me, passed away his freshman year in college, and he never got a chance to see me compete. And that was the drive for me to maximize an opportunity that I had and just pour everything into it. And he was with me when I ran. It was the prayer I said before I stepped on any track. And a lot of the self-talk and self-voice and these positive affirmations that I would have to go to and tell myself during the hard times in training was, we got this.
We got this. Exactly, what it is. Good job. I'm glad you keep Heather. And that is why, it's just all around, which is good.
LaShawn, it's funny, listening to you talk, and you spent 17 years, you know, doing track and field and now doing something completely different. I spent 17 years as an executive in the fitness industry. And then all of a sudden one day I said, you know, I'm going to quit this good paying job. I'm going to start a technology company, knowing nothing about it, having to go to others to give me advice, guidance, kind of like you're doing. And I have found it to be an incredible, challenging and tough at times, but also just an incredible experience doing something new. What part you like most about reinventing yourself into something else?
For me, it's getting to that grind, that day-to-day, getting a schedule, figuring out my environment, figuring out that lane. In the sport of track and field, it was the small details that really mattered. You know, that's what took me to be the best in the world. It was a small detail. So asking the right questions, being intentional with things I did. And that's where I am now. You know, I'm learning more about myself and a lot about the things I was doing when I was competing that I didn't notice. So when I go and speak, I have to go back and really think about these spaces that I was in, where I was so present that I really forgot about them and how I really felt during those times. But I was able to be so present and execute because I was the process guy. I was the guy who would fall in love with that day-to-day process. So that was my confidence when I would compete. I'm not naturally competitive. It's like the weirdest thing. If we did something, I don't really care about winning. I don't know what that is. So, and I noticed that earlier in life. So I knew I had to really put in focus and training and be so disciplined. So when I line up anywhere and do something, I could just rely on preparation.
What's shaking, LaShawn?
Everything good. How are you? Good, good.
I love how, as we started this, right, you're the best in the world at this, but then you transition over to something else. You're like, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember going from on stage to TV, and I look back on my first TV appearances. I was like, oh, Lord, right. God, did I suck? You know, even like getting turned down pitch after pitch and everything. Now networks call me. Yeah, so I see you, and it's like there's a lot of people that I'm sure look up to you. You know, be like, I want to be you. But dude, if I walked up to you and I was like, yeah, I want to be the fastest runner in the world, you would laugh.
Right.
You know, how do you balance that? Because I'm sure you mentor people just like you allow yourself to be mentored. Right. How do you balance that between being like, you know what? It's not in your DNA, mm-hmm. but maybe we can channel your energy elsewhere. How do you handle that with a scoot?
I let people know it's high performance first. Mm-hmm. I had a guy not too long ago come to me and ask me, how can I be like Olympic champion? I said, man, you're thinking too far. Like it's step you have to fall, you have to ask me what's this process and how do I become my best person? How can you do what I did when no one was looking, not when everybody's watching you? That's what really matters. So I just let people know everybody's not going to be Olympic champion. You know, find your lane. And I'm so happy that the sport I chose was an individual sport that can relate to life. Life is an individual thing. You build your team to go forward, but I let them know it's all about figuring out that high performance, what in you, your strengths, your weaknesses, what do you love to do? Find that and be able to be disciplined into something first. And then once you find what you want to do, just take it to whatever heights you want to, you know, maximize that potential. But it starts with being able to know how to prepare your best self, and you can step into anything you want to. And that's what I feel. A lot of people, when I was competing, would come to me and say, man, I wish I had that speed, or I wish I had this. I'm like, man, it's so much more than that. You know, I had to put this formula together here and be able to sync the body and everything up and bring the character to training and competition. Know I am who I am in the gym and on the track where it really mattered. That was my thing. You know, I couldn't be in the gym or on the track like I was the fourth place guy. That's where I really had to be me. I'll be places guys say, man, let them know who you are. I'm like, that's not, it's not about that for me. You know, it was where I needed to be. That's where I put everything in. When it was time to execute, I relied on my preparation and preparing with intention and being so locked in that it was about just downloading that in training and spitting it out when it was time to execute. And I think about it, they ended up giving me the nickname, the machine. You know, when I think about that, it was really because of my last 100 meters. I was a guy who, the last 100 meters was all about mindset, who had prepared, who could trust the 100, the second 100 and the third 100, and really get to this last 100 where many fail and really put it together. And I was known for not breaking down my last 100. But when I think about it, I was really good at downloading the information properly in training so that I could get to any competition like a machine, not worry about anything else, and just spit it out. So I feel like that name came and it fit.
Yeah.
Perfection is potential, and this man has enjoyed the process, the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of that process and his potential, which rendered him perfection, the gold medal, the greatest on earth. Imagine being the world's best at something and proving it, being acknowledged. That's what LaShawn Merritt does every day. I can't wait to see him on his next stage because he is a testament to that pursuit. And I appreciate you
Thank
joining
you.
Us on the perfect edition of Office Hours.